Donald Trump and his data-driven approach to predicting elections was called into question by the New York Times. Nothing exceeds the value of shoe leather reporting, given that politics is an essentially human endeavor and therefore can defy prediction and reason, wrote a Times columnist late in the spring of 2016. Never mind that few shoe leather reporters saw Trump coming, either, or that Silver later admitted that, because Trump seemed sui generis. He'd allowed an unusual amount of subjectivity to creep into his forecasts. I'm sure some of the criticism of people who claim to be using data to find knowledge and to exploit inefficiencies in their industries has some truth to it. But whatever it is in the human psyche that the Oakland A's exploited for profit, this hunger for an expert who knows things with certainty, even when certainty is not possible, has a talent for hanging around. It's like a movie monster that's meant to have been killed, but is somehow always alive for the final act. And so, once the dust had settled on the responses to my book, one of them remained more alive and relevant than the others, a review by a pair of academics, then both at the University of Chicago, an economist named Richard Thaler and a law professor named Cass Sunstein. Thaler and Sunstein's piece, which appeared on August 31, 2003 in The New Republic, managed to be at once both generous and damning. The reviewers agreed that it was interesting that any market for professional athletes might be so screwed up that a poor team like the Oakland A's